From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Here in Illinois, one out of every 11 people in the state face hunger in one form or another. That number is according to Feeding America, and it's as of 2021. There are a lot of places people can turn for help, and food banks are among the most prominent. As we've talked about on the program, these food banks get what they offer to people from a lot of different sources. Sometimes it's people just coming in and donating cans of vegetables or soup or all those kinds of other foods. Sometimes the food banks get food from grocers and retailers, even food manufacturers directly. But there's a project that's been going on in Illinois for the past few years that's aimed to make it easier for farmers to bring their food to the many food banks in the state. It's called Farm to Food Bank. A pilot program has been in place since 2021, thanks to grant funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And earlier this year, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation that invests in the program and would make it permanent. To take us through what the pilot program looks like, what's been learned from years of research and experimentation, and what's going to happen now, we have Zach Samaras. He's Technical Assistance Engineer with the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center in Chicago and Project Manager on the pilot program. Zach, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Mary Beth Massey is SNAP Ed Program Coordinator with U of I Extension out of Shelbyville, and she's coordinator for a program called Partners in Produce that does work with the bigger Farm to Food Bank program. Mary Beth, welcome to you as well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I'm going to get my sea legs this morning. And we also have Jeanette Winmacher with us, Agency Relations Specialist with the Peoria Area Food Bank. Jeanette, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation today, the number is 800-222-9455, especially if you've been to a food pantry last year on either side of the table. What was the fresh produce situation like there? And maybe you've seen the Farm to Food Bank program in action in your area. The number again, 800-222-9455. If you just want to join in any other way, if you have a comment or question, 800-222-9455. All right, Zach, it's called Farm to Food Bank. There's a bit more to it that goes into it than those three words, and a lot of different ways it can work. So let's talk about that. Food bank, food pantry. Let's start with this idea of Farm to Food Bank. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, sure. Farm to Food Bank is typically the, you know, title or phrase used for larger sort of agricultural surplus programs. And, you know, the reason we got calling it that name here in Illinois is because when Feeding Illinois, the Illinois chapter of Feeding America, received that USDA grant, it's actually called Farm to Food Bank. So, you know, we stuck with that Farm to Food Bank name, but yeah, you're very right. Some of the pilots we've been working at do follow that Farm to Food Bank model. Some do Farm to Food Pantry. And as, you know, we'll learn from Mary Beth here today, some of them follow more, you know, farm to aggregation site. Maybe it's a produce auction or a farmer's market or something like that. So yeah, follows a couple different models, but sort of all under that kind of Farm to Food Bank title.
What is the difference between a food bank and a food pantry and some of these other things we're talking about?
That's a good question. I'll give a little overview, but I'd love to throw that to Jeanette, who kind of works more closely in that world. But, you know, the food bank is the larger distribution site. So under Feeding Illinois, there's 8 food banks that service all counties of Illinois. So those are really the larger distribution sites. They operate a lot like, you know, warehouses of food that are then getting food out to the individual smaller food pantries that serve neighbors in the community. So Jeanette, let me know if I missed anything there.
Nope,
oh, Jeanette,
you pretty much
happen?
Nailed it there, Zach.
All right. Well, Jeanette, let me come to you then. So your food bank coordinates with a number of food pantries in the area, Farm to Food Pantry, as we were talking about. So talk about the work that your food bank does in that framework. How do you coordinate with different farms and food pantries to make sure everything gets where it needs to go?
Okay, for right now, for the pilot, we had just been working with one farmer for the past couple of years in Wharton. It's a little bit of a smaller farmer. And what we did is we coordinated with a couple of different of our member pantries to get the produce. So what happens is the farmer will take his produce directly to each one of those food pantries. They get it completely free. And what the food bank does is we get basically reports from him in the pantry, and he sends the bill to Feeding Illinois, and then Feeding Illinois bills us for half. And that's kind of the process of the program spin.
Nope. Okay. Yeah. And so then, Mary Beth, your work is on a slightly different angle of this, the aggregation side, and you and your team attend what's known as the Arthur Produce Auction. Arthur is in Douglas and Moultrie counties. I'm sure there are a fair number of our listeners who'd like to get a sense of how that auction works. So what exactly does that entail?
Well, the auctions are held on Tuesday and Friday during the growing season. They start early part of May, run through the end of October. Growers within about a 50-mile radius bring their produce to the market, to the auction, and then the produce is auctioned off to buyers, whether it be grocery store owners, farmers market folks, roadside stands. And as it gets auctioned off, a lot of times there's a surplus for tomatoes. Actually, tomatoes have been a hot commodity this year. Mm-hmm. And when the price gets low enough, say $3 a box for a 25-pound box of tomatoes, it goes to our program, Partners in Produce, and then we distribute it either to one of our local 41 different food pantries in our unit, which serves Coles, Cumberland, Moultrie, Shelby, and Douglas, or we send it to Catholic Charities or straight to either Eastern Illinois Food Bank or Central Illinois Food Bank. So we're funded. We have had a little bit of funding in the past couple of years from Feeding Illinois, and that's really helped us a lot. We also take private donations, and we have a lot of support from the farmers and growers themselves. A lot of times they'll just donate food. At this point in the growing season for 2023, we've purchased 71,157 pounds of produce, and we've had donated 19,017 pounds of produce for a total of 91,973 pounds. And
hard
our average cost.
Hard to visualize what that is. That, like, we're talking semis and semis full of
we're
produce?
We're talking, I'm not really a trucker, but yeah. According to a trucker friend, that's 2.5 semis full of food.
Okay.
So far, of course, I'm shooting for 100,000 pounds. Currently, we're paying 27 cents per pound if you combine the purchased and the donated price or donated poundage, and 33 cents a pound if you just figure in the purchased produce. So it's extremely cheap, almost free.
Interesting. Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. If you want to join our conversation today, the number is 800-222-9455. And we're talking about food banks and specifically a program called Farm to Food Bank. We're talking about this with Zach Samaras, who is a technical assistance engineer with the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center in Chicago and a project manager on a pilot program for this. Mary Beth Massey with the U of I Extension out of Shelbyville coordinates a program called Partners in Produce. And Jeanette Windmacher, who worked with the Peoria Area Food Bank. We had a caller on the line. Tommy, I don't know if you're still with us on line 4 from Bloomington Normal. Tommy?
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you for calling in. I understand you're interested in seeing about getting a food bank involved in this program.
Yeah, I'm a community outreach director here in Bloomington Normal, and we work with Eastern Illinois and Midwest Food Bank to run a food pantry that serves just under 1,000 households a month. And I was just curious what the process is. Do we just work with the food banks, or do we work directly to you guys, or how would this work?
All right, Tommy, thanks for the question. Zach, do you want to take that?
Yeah, I can start for sure. Yeah, Tommy, definitely working through Eastern Illinois Food Bank would be the way to go at the moment. Right now, we're working through the food banks and having them kind of speak with their food pantries and agencies as farmers, you know, come on board and express interest. If they are, like, for instance, Tommy, if you know any farmers in the area you think would be interested, you know, we then have that conversation with the farmer to see, you know, based on logistics, geographical location, you know, quantity, does it make sense for their product to go to the food bank for them to distribute to multiple pantries? Or does it make more sense for it to go to a smaller, you know, food pantry agency like yourself? So that's kind of the process we take. So there's a farmer in your area that you think you know would be involved and would want to, you know, see a connection with. We'd be, you know, happy to facilitate that. Otherwise, yeah, reaching out to your, you know, your partners at the food bank would probably be the best way to go.
Zach, you raise an interesting question for me, which is, how do you get farmers involved with this, right? I'm not a farm person myself, but I've come to understand that for a lot of farmers, that's a high cost, low margin business in a lot of years. How do you get them to say, yes, I will, you know, willingly part with some of my potential revenue?
You know, that's a good question. So we started this whole process out, and the reason really myself and my team was brought on board was to do some of the early research to understand, was this program wanted by farmers? So we ran a state survey and did focus groups with farmers to get their insight as to what this process should look like, and really learn from farmers that, you know, there's quite a bit of surplus that either they don't have a home for, or, you know, what we call seconds, which are often product that are too small, too ripe, or not something the grocery store, you know, is interested in purchasing for them, or whatever retail outlet it is that they sell to. So that's really the focus of the Farm to Food Bank, is making sure that we provide that secondary outlet to farmers. So, you know, we want them to sell all their product, you know, at as high a cost as they can. And we really want to be that backup market to say, you know, Farm to Food Bank program is here to, you know, help the farmer grow, kind of be a fallback and help purchase anything that, or help pay, you know, offset some of the costs to kind of aid in the donation of anything that's remaining. So the way that farmers have come on board is a little bit through that survey and focus group process, but then also we really learned that the farmer to farmer communication is really our best bet. So as we started working with a couple farmers, they talk with other farmers and then approach us. That's really how it's gone so far. And because we've had limited funding through these pilot programs, you know, we haven't had the opportunity yet to just open it up to everyone who's interested, but hopefully with some of this state funds coming in, you know, the next couple of years can really kind of amp up and start reaching out to farmers to see who's interested.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mary Beth, can you talk about then your work with getting involved with the Arthur Auction? Was that a tough sell? How did you develop relationships with people there to actually do this work?
Well, originally it was a pretty tough sell. We didn't have any funding. We just had an idea. Initially, I met with the auction manager, who was skeptical, but allowed. We're in our fifth year now, so it's taken a few years to see that we're committed, that we're going to be there, rain, shine, heat, the 4th of July. You know, it was a holiday, but we showed up. Developing relationships with the farmers and with the buyers of the produce has been the key to the success totally. Currently, we are running out now to farms and picking up seconds. Much like Zach said, a lot of our donated produce is second, or their second produce items, but still great items, but they just aren't eligible for sale at the auction. So it takes a while. You have to develop those relationships, but once they're strong, the sky's the limit.
Jeanette, what about from your standpoint? I mean, in terms of the food bank, what did the process look like for bringing this into what you all do there?
Well, Zach was and Feedy and Lily was really kind of instrumental in it for us. They introduced us to Roth Produce, who is the farmer that we've been using for the pilot. And so we met, you know, they did the introductions, and then we met with him, went out to his farm, checked out his product, which is always beautiful product, and then we just kind of took off from there.
All right, let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about a program called Farm to Food Bank. It started out as a pilot program, but just this year, the governor signed legislation that invests in the program and will make it permanent. I should say that initial grant funding came from the federal government, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We're talking about all of this with Zach Samaras, who is with the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center in Chicago and a project manager on the pilot program. Mary Beth Massey with the U of I Extension out of Shelbyville also works with a program called Partners in Produce. And Jeanette Windmacher is with the Peoria Area Food Bank, 800-222-9455, if you want to join our conversation today, 800-222-9455. More to come after a short break. You're listening to The 21st Show. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. Whether you're just starting out or upgrading to your dream home, Busey can guide you every step of the way, because they know there's no place like home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.
It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about a program in Illinois that's supposed to make it easier for farmers to bring their food to the many food banks in our state. There are a lot of different forms that can take, but broadly the program is called Farm to Food Bank. It's been going on for a few years now, and it will continue because of a new state law that makes it an ongoing program and sets aside some funding for it. We're talking about all of this with Jeanette Windmacher with the Peoria Area Food Bank, Mary Beth Massey with U of I Extension in Shelbyville, and Zach Samaras with the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center. You can still join our conversation for about the next 8 minutes or so at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. So, Zach, we were talking about some of the goals of the program, right? Supporting farmers who might lack a market for some of their food and reducing food waste. But I understand there's also a goal of reducing energy and water inputs. Talk about that and how that relates to what this is doing.
Yeah, sure. You know, I always like to say there's three main goals of the Farm to Food Bank program. One is supporting farmers that secondary market, like you mentioned. One is providing, you know, those local nutritious foods to folks and communities that need it. And then that last one is reducing food waste and the associated resources to grow that food on farm. So yeah, the water and energy it takes, you know, from the farmer to do all that work. So, you know, I come from, you mentioned I work at the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center. I'm part of our zero waste team. So, you know, working on waste reduction and energy conservation, resource conservation is really something that I like to do and focus on. And food waste is something I like to focus on. So getting to work on this project and making sure that food that, you know, the farmers put a whole lot of resources and energy into growing is going to folks who need it and not sitting in the field because they don't have somewhere to take it.
Mary Beth, what are some of the takeaways from your work with the Arthur auction, right? We talked a little bit about sort of getting involved in the beginning and sitting down with the auction manager, but talk about some of the relationships that you've built with individual farmers as you've been setting up this program.
Most of my growers are from the Amish community. Originally, they were pretty skeptical about free food. The relationships have just sort of grown. I think the takeaway is that, for us at least, is that everyone is willing to give food to those who are experiencing food insecurity if they're guaranteed that it's going to go where it needs to go. They like the idea, the fact that the University of Illinois Extension pays my salary, pays my mileage. Every dollar donated to Partners in Produce goes directly to purchase food. And I think that's been an easy sell because there's no admin fees. We're just buying food. We have a lot of people rooting for us for a lot of different reasons. But once again, I think it's just developing relationships and being genuine in an effort, in your efforts to get food into the food pantries. And as far as food pantries go, they love us. They never do I call and someone doesn't pick up the phone at any pantry because they're very excited to get fresh produce. As hard as the food banks try, a lot of times they're limited on fresh produce, and I'm going to send you plenty. So, and food pantry recipients also are very appreciative. So there's no losers in this.
You know, it's interesting, project. Mary Beth, because I was talking with a colleague this morning who suggested that, you know, there might be a misperception out there among some that it's primarily poor people in cities who use food banks. But in fact, there are farmers who rely on this kind of help, too. And Mary Beth, I wonder if you see that in your work, right? What's it like for farmers to be helping their neighbors?
Farmers always help their neighbors. That's their nature. And they're very open and willing to do that. Sometimes at a cost, a financial loss for them, but they've always been willing to help.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jeanette, we've heard about there being more reliance on food banks in recent months. And certainly in the beginning of the pandemic, there were, you know, we saw images of long lines at food banks. I wonder what has been the case in Peoria, and have you seen the Farm to Food Bank program making a difference in terms of keeping up with that demand?
Numbers have gone up at our pantries, especially really kind of with the calming down of the pandemic and, you know, some of that pandemic funding going away. They're starting to see more people now. And this program is definitely making a difference for the little area that we've got started on it so far. In fact, I'd like to just read you about four quotes from some actual people that go to the Community Harvest Food Pantry there in Morton that receives this produce.
Sure.
First one is from a gentleman named Ed. He says, "My family loves the fresh produce, especially the green beans. None of the beans I planted came in, and my family loves cooked green beans with bacon." And then Mark says, "I love the fresh produce. It is helping me choose a healthy alternative, and I hope to lose weight." And Abigail says, "My family of 11 can't get enough of the fresh produce they have been getting. The kids love it. I'm so excited to give my kids healthy options that they love." And finally, an anonymous person says, "It really helps to have the fresh produce to prepare delicious home-cooked meals for my family. They really love the meals I'm preparing now." So that gives you a little bit of taste of how this is affecting people that are receiving it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jeanette, how do you want to see this program grow, pun intended, I guess, looking forward, right? How do you make it so more farmers can be involved with this in working with food banks and food pantries?
We want to reach out to probably some more farmers to be able to send it to some more of our pantries, because the best model for us is for us to have the produce actually go directly to our member food pantries, because, you know, we have issues with storing fresh product for very long, as do our pantries. So what we've done with the pilot is we have the produce goes to the pantry, you know, like the day before or the day of their pantry, so that, you know, it's the freshest of fresh for the people. And we want to continue to do that and have more of our pantries be able to get that.
Interesting. Mary Beth, I wonder, what other ways do you see these kind of programs or relationships growing or being cultivated maybe beyond the Arthur auction, right? There are farmers markets in Urbana and Springfield and Bloomington Normal, pretty much every town in Illinois has a farmer's market of some sort. Do you see opportunities for growth and development there?
I see huge opportunities for that. For instance, the Urbana Farmers Market, at the end of the market day on Saturday afternoon, if someone would make themselves available to receive donations, I'm confident that most of the growers would drop off what was left at the market. They'll have to take the produce that they brought that didn't sell back home, and it won't be marketable again. It will sit. It'll have to sit over the weekend. If they have a market later the following week, that won't be the freshest available, and they'll want to sell the freshest available. So I could see not everyone has the luxury of a produce auction twice a week, but I could sure see farmers markets doing something similar and donating to food pantries, local food pantries, or possibly the food pantries could come and pick the produce up themselves.
Mm-hmm. And Zach, probably last question to you. What do you think, what are the lessons for other states maybe taking away from what you all have learned here in Illinois, if they want to set it up there?
Sure. Well, it's funny you say that, because we started this, you know, this kind of research on this farm to food bank by reaching out to other states that have done this. So, you know, I'd encourage anyone looking to start a farm to food bank program in other states to reach out to us and others, because Illinois is certainly not the first to have this going. Michigan's had a state for, you know, I think over 20 years that is doing this. So we learned from a lot of others in this process. And, you know, Mary Beth hit on it a couple of times. Your relationships really are key. You know, talking with a lot of the other programs, we learned that, you know, it's going to take some farmers to be interested and help spread the word for you. And, you know, very quickly, that's what happened for us. So those relationships are really, you know, very important. And then when it comes down to it, you know, this type of program is all about logistics. You know, you need to get a product from one place to another in a short period of time that works for everyone. So it's really about making sure you have those communication channels in place so that everyone's on the same page, you know, when things are going to be harvested, when they need to be delivered, and where they need to go. So the communication and relationships are really the key to making a program like this work.
All right. Zach Samaras, Mary Beth Massey, and Jeanette Windmacher, thank you all so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.